Innisfail. Rick more vividly remembers a moment near the end of his daughter Lindsay's funeral when up to 1,000 mourners in a church were shown a video of the young woman about to achieve a remarkable accomplishment. Our son-in-law took a video of her coming in for a landing after solo, and it had her coming in and the whole church cheered, said Moore, whose daughter had dreams of becoming a licensed pilot. She did it, and while her landing was right on target, a huge step towards her pilot's license, a soaring future in the sky would not come for Lindsay. The effervescent 22-year-old, a beloved and loyal source of joy for countless people, young and old, tragically took her own life on September 20, 2015. Her funeral was held 5 days later on Friday, September 25, 8.5 years later during a picture-perfect spring evening on May 3 at the campus of Red Deer Polytechnic. Her father and mother Cindy were taking in another remarkable accomplishment. They were outside the $29 million Sheldon Kennedy Center of Excellence, a magnificent three-story building with 69,000 square feet of healing space that had its grand opening on May 16 at the campus Gary W. Harris Canada Games Center. As the light from the falling evening sun was bringing out the center's stunning beauty and accentuating the soft blue, green and yellow colors of its exterior panels, Moore offered a comforting detail. Psychologists and staff will tell you these are calming colors, and you'll see that throughout the building too, said Moore of the facility that has over 40 mental health therapy rooms. It presents itself as a place that welcomes you. Related. Lindsay's Lasting Legacy Part 2. Action for Rural Central Alberta's Innocent Gathers STEAM related. Lindsay's Lasting Legacy Part 1. Center of Excellence rises in Red Deer for healing Moore's painful but ultimately triumphant journey to find meaning and hope from the tragedy of Lindsay's suicide, one of many with young adults around that time, began almost immediately. He is a retired chief executive officer of the Red Deer and District Chamber of Commerce who has always been well connected to the business community of the city and region. In fact, it was at Lindsay's funeral when a group of business people decided that something had to be done to end the cycle of tragedies with the young and their families. I had a chat with a few people who said something needed to be done because it was more or less an epidemic for younger kids in the city of Red Deer, said local businessman Terry Lawin, Moore's longtime friend and board chair of the Central Alberta Child Advocacy Center, CACAC, since its inception in 2017. He recalled that while Lindsay's funeral was on a Friday, September 25, 2015, he had just played hockey with Sheldon Kennedy on the previous Tuesday. Kennedy is a former NHL hockey player and a victim of sexual abuse from former junior hockey coach Graham James. He has since been recognized for his work supporting victims of child abuse and promoting education and awareness. Kennedy is also a co-founder of Respect Group, a company aimed at preventing bullying, harassment, abuse and discrimination. In 2013, the Calgary Child Advocacy Center, CCAC, was renamed the Sheldon Kennedy Child Advocacy Center. The Calgary Center was renamed again in 2018 as the Luna Child and Youth Advocacy Center. I don't know if any of you know, but I took my name off the building, and it's going back on. I stand by what I think is right, said Kennedy in his presentation at the new center's grand opening on May 16. I'm just incredibly proud to have my name on this building, and I'm incredibly proud of Red Deer and the community and the region that it serves, because what you have here is something very special. Kennedy then offered special praise to Lawin and Mark Jones, the CACAC's chief executive officer. We needed you to get this thing over the hump. We needed your team, he said. We needed everybody that had a piece in this, and that's why we are going to be able to have a chance to help kids and families. Moving forward, Lawin said the concept for the Sheldon Kennedy Center of Excellence came as a direct result of visits by members of Red Deer's founding coalition to the CCAC in Kennedy's name shortly after Lindsay's passing. This center is built because of Lindsay and Sheldon, but Lindsay was the last straw of these string of kids who kept killing themselves, said Lawin. It was like, okay, enough is enough. Rick and Cindy went through a lot, he added. Some people just go off on their own and live in their own little misery, and both Rick and Cindy decided not to go that route, which is very admirable and inspiring. When we are at a board meeting, Rick brings reality to what we are doing and keeps us focused on why we're here. When the CACAC first began its operations in 2017, it was in humble and somewhat Spartan quarters on the second floor of the aging Bunn Building in downtown Red Deer. But hard work by the board and the business community, coupled with growing connections with key government officials and a goal of having strategic partners under one roof, a dream facility to help the innocent became a reality. We knew that if we were going to make a dent, we had to have a strong foundation that was sustainable, said Lawin, whose CACAC now occupies the entire third floor of the new center. What programs can we achieve out of this building to help young adolescents that are having mental problems? How do we get teachers to identify the signs of distress with them, of children? They spend the most time with them, sometimes in more cases than their parents. Lindsay's Hugh Bond, September 15, 2023. There was a special dedication on behalf of Sheldon Kennedy and Lindsay Moore at the still incomplete Red Deer Center with Premier Danielle Smith and other dignitaries attending. The entire new facility, relying on an integrated collaborative approach to healing, was then officially named the Sheldon Kennedy Center of Excellence. On the second floor is the Lindsay Moore Youth Mental Health and Addiction Hub, which is operated by Alberta Health Services, OZ. When we first started, I remember we had a business plan at the Advocacy Center and what it would be, and I said, one day it'd be neat to have a mental health piece, said Moore, a current board member. And how quickly that came together with the negotiations with OZ. That was brilliant. Inside Lindsay's hub are outpatient services and a clinic for youth and families. There are child psychiatry and eating disorder programs managed by nurses, therapists, psychiatrists, and addiction counselors. There's so much under one roof here. That's where we save the money on healthcare, said Moore. It doesn't isolate people. This will be the culture in here, and it will change the ways things that were run in the past. If that was Lindsay setting that up, so be it, he said. Moore added Lindsay would never have wanted the new facility and the hope it brings to be just about her. We hope all these kids aren't forgotten and that what their sacrifice is going to help those in the future, said Moore. Let's all talk about it. Let's keep educated on this. In the meantime, Moore will also continue with his work on the Smiles Through Lindsay Foundation, an endowment fund he co-founded to provide mental health supports that has raised more than $700,000 since his daughter's passing. He will proudly continue to serve as a CACAC board member. Moore and his wife Cindy will move on, always with the pain of unimaginable loss, but knowing there is now tangible hope for others, notably with the new hub in Lindsay's name. And if his late daughter could have one more joyous landing to be with them on this magnificent spring night to witness the glorious monument of hope that came out of her passing, Moore believes she would again be right on target with a simple but heartfelt response. She'd say, "Way to go," said Moore.